Although plug and play enables you to begin using many printers as soon as you attach them, at some point you will likely be required to add one manually. First, you must be logged on using an administrator account. You are logged on with an account that has administrative rights. To add a printer, click Printers and Other Hardware. Click Add a Printer. The Add Printer wizard appears. Click Next.
By default, this wizard is set to automatically detect and install an attached plug-and-play printer. To manually install the printer instead, clear this checkbox. Click Next. Here you can select the port to use. Most printers use the default port, so click Next.
Now let's select the printer manufacturer and model. Press H. In the printers list, click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click this model. Click Next.
This page of the wizard is used to assign a name for the printer. The default name is fine, so click Next. Here you can choose to share the printer with other network users and specify the share name that will be presented to those users. This printer is for local use only, so click Next.
If you leave the default option selected here, a test page will print so that you can confirm proper installation. Click No and then click Next. To close the wizard, click Finish. The printer driver files are copied to the correct location and the printer is installed.
Now let's change some of the default settings for the printer. To select the printer that you just installed, click this icon. Click Set Printer Properties. Click the Advanced tab. If you regularly print multiple jobs at the same time, you can configure the printer to print a separator page between each document. Click Separator Page.
To select a separator page file, click Browse. Windows opens this folder by default and displays these preset separator page files. You need to choose a file that will work with the specific type of printer installed on your computer. Windows Help indicates that this file is compatible with the printer you just installed. Go ahead and click this file and then click Open. Now click OK. Windows will now print a separator page before each document.
You can also use the Properties dialog box to change the printer's default paper size. Click the Device Settings tab. Click this arrow and click Legal. Click OK to apply the new settings. The printer is now configured to insert a separator page between print jobs and to print on legal-sized paper.